I feel like my heart's wrapped up in fluffy flannel sheets right now. My goodness. Thank you, Max. Dreams. So let me make a few comments about dreams, following up on what Dr. Michael said, who's so fabulous, isn't he? Yeah. My goodness. He's a very, very smart and very creative guy, and a terrific singer, too. I happen to know that. When I learned about dreams first, and the work of Dr. Carl Jung, who Dr. Holmes was well aware of, even in 1926, there are terms in the science of mind that Dr. Holmes used that were unique to Carl Jung. Those were the olden days when you didn't do footnotes and you didn't credit people. I'm not saying he stole, it just wasn't the custom. But there are many expressions in the science of mind which are specific to Carl Jung. So Ernest Holmes was reading widely and deeply and incorporating it in the science of mind. And my teacher, in a seminar situation, one of the students said, "What do dreams prove?" And Dr. Taylor waited a beat, and he said, "I've never been asked the question that way." And then he said, "I guess dreams prove the immanence of God. This capacity, which is beyond our normal, everyday, awake kind of thinking ability to imagine, there is yet another layer, another capacity of mind that is superhuman, that is part of our makeup and specific to each one of us. And those dreams that we have, they may be feeding us information that we need to grow and to heal. No one knows for sure. But there's another kind of dream, as Dorothy sang, the dreams that we dare to dream. These ideas that we want to experience in our lives, the ones that we consciously claim as this is what is right for me, or this is what I intend to do with my life. That kind of dream is something that we consciously choose, if we dare to. I think what most of us has found in our experience of life is that at some point we woke up and we realized that we were really living somebody else's dream of what a good life was supposed to be or supposed to look like, and we were blessed to pause for a moment on that some forming edge of our lives and to think, wait a minute, is this really what I want to do? Is this really the right thing for me to be doing? Does this serve my health and wholeness? Can I imagine another way of being in this world? A first-generation New Thought writer, Emily Cady, who preceded Dr. Holmes by an easy 30, 40 years, said that if there is a desire knocking on your heart, it is God, the God of your understanding, God asking to come through as that desire in your life. And this is one of the foundational breakthroughs in New Thought, that if there is some desire that serves your health and wholeness and does not diminish the life experience of anybody else, if there is something calling to you, that is a force for good that is seeking foothold in this world by means of your life and your daringness to allow it to happen and to give the rest of yourself to it so that it might. You might call that a dream, yes? There are lots of jokes and throwaway conversations about living the dream or the American dream. But the one thing that I would like to reflect on as I was thinking about this is what it costs to have your dream come true. And it costs everything. There was a point in my life when I realized the only way I could do this work with any integrity was not because I had attained something special, but that I was continually on a forming edge, and I was continually asking myself to step into adventure or to grow. And at some point, I decided to be a minister, which is not a swell career choice. It is not a growth industry, nor is it lucrative. But I decided, you know what? It was calling to me that I had had an experience in this ministry with Dr. Walker, and it really made me feel alive, and I thought I could be of service to this somehow. And I realized that when I decided, okay, I'm going to do that, I was 45 or 46, I thought, this time, I'm not going to see how quickly I can do it. I'm not going to see if there are any shortcuts. I'm not going to worry about what it costs. But I am going to insist that if I do this, that I have a superior experience of life while I am being of service to this. I later found out the only reason that they admitted me to Unity School, where I went for 2 years, was because evidently they had asked me some question, and everybody thought I was not remotely prepared. But they'd asked me a question, and the answer I gave was, I'm going to do this whatever it costs. I had no conditions on it. Not that I need this minimal salary range, not that I will only do it. And I mean, God knows, I worked in Nashville, Tennessee. Hello? You know, I was willing to go wherever I needed to go to get her done. That I was going to do this without having to be smart about it. And I would do it whatever it took, whatever it cost. And I can tell you, I continue to have a superior experience of life. You know, as I learned to say in Nashville, I ain't got no lie to tell you. That's just the fact. I have a great apartment in Park La Brea, but am I living the life? I'm living the life. And it was achieved by creating an idea, a dream, but then understanding that there is this goal that must be addressed and accomplished, and this one, and this one, and this one, and this one, all in time and all in order. And then when you look back at it in retrospect, you see, yes, I gave myself entirely to every single one of those goals, every single one of those obstacles or that challenge. And has it been scary along the way? You bet it's been scary along the way. And you know what? I'm living the dream. If this were my last day on this planet, I would think, wow, this was fabulous. To get to do this, to get to be here, to continue to be on the growing edge is always something to work on, God knows, personally and spiritually. But to be involved in the study of consciousness, the crown jewel of human life, and to get to do it in an environment such as this with a community, my God, what else could Earth be for? I don't know. Whatever it is that you are thinking about, that you want to do, whatever it is that you're calling a dream, I encourage you to embrace it, to know that if you do have this deep desire, that it is the mystery, seeking form in this world by means of your life, and to be consistent and persistent with your practice. Whatever practices you have, to be persistent and consistent with them. So each objective, each goal is achieved in its time. And then in the fullness of time, you will know that, as Dr. Michael said, yes, indeed, merrily, that this life was but a dream. God bless you, friends. Let's have some more music.